£600,000 revamp for pool welcomed by a councillor. A significant investment in Didcot Wave Leisure Centre is vital to the town, according to a former mayor. This month, Didcot Wave and Tame Leisure Centres will benefit from a £600,000 investment to revamp the changing facilities, giving them a much-needed makeover. The changing room areas at both centres are in need of improvement to make them as modern and easy to maintain as possible. The refurbishments would include the installation of water-saving devices in the toilets and showers, and a new energy-efficient lighting system will be fitted. The changing area refurbishments will have an impact on some gym and studio customers due to the changing facilities being unavailable for a period of about 10 to 12 weeks while these works are taking place, and the expectation is that the work will be completed by the summer. South Oxfordshire District Councillor Mocky Khan, a former member of Didcot, Mayor of Didcot, said, "I used to take my girls to Didcot Wave when they were growing up. It's one of the jewels in the crown for Didcot, and we need to invest in our assets and keep them up to date. It's absolutely vital that we do it. There are a lot of private gyms that have been open, and we need to ensure that our equipment at the leisure centre is up to date. I'm always fighting for the proper leisure provision and leisure facilities that we can be proud of, like the Cornerstone Arts Centre and the Edmonds Park Pavilion. I want Didcot Wave to remain an asset. It needed an upgrade, and people need good gyms to exercise in as we try to combat the obesity challenge. I would welcome even more investment in due course. Users of the gym and studios at Didcot are advised to arrive gym ready while the works are being carried out. At Didcot Wave, there will be an access to the changing areas if needed, and at Tame Leisure Centre, there will be access at certain times of the day to the changing areas. The swimming pool services and classes will not be affected during this time. Both Tame and Didcot Wave will keep customers updated on the progress of work via their Facebook accounts and with notice boards at the centres. SODC is using a developer contribution from the local areas to fund the projects, which will cost a total of about £600,000. Tame, £350,000, and Didcot, £250,000. This work follows the investment of £140,000 at Didcot Wave last year to create two new studios for spin classes and another multi-use room. Peter Paul Barber, the Cabinet Member for Finance at SODC, said, "Both Tame and Didcot are very popular centres, and it's important that we do all we can to make sure that the facilities are kept to a high standard for users and meet the sporting and requirements."